calling customer support. This is Rosalind speaking. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
39817.
39817?
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Clarence Smiley.
Last name, Miley?
Smiley with an S.
Give me 1 second, Mr. Smiley. I'm going to do some further searching for this account to see if I can get it pulled up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you know of a M. Lynette Smiley?
Yes, it's my wife.
Yes, sir. And for security purposes, can I have you to verify her full address, please?
122 Floyd Road. That's Baybridge, Georgia.
Thank you. Okay, Mrs. Smiley, and are you calling in reference to this NutriSlim purchase on the 1st of April for $670 and $745?
That's the amount of money?
Yes, sir. So when she made the purchase, she paid $670 and $745, and that was for shipping and handling.
Okay, that was all I thought we were going to have to pay for that. But we just got a thing from our bank, a fraud alert for $92.90 today.
And that was cool. So what she did was sign up for a 14-day trial on this. She only paid for the shipping and handling, which was the $670 and $745. After those 14 days had expired and she had not called back to cancel this account, then they billed her the full amount for these products, and that's the $92.90 and $91.89.
Okay. So, okay, what we need to do now is cancel that order.
Yes, sir. But before I have her cancel, is there a reason that she's wanting to cancel?
Because, I mean, we did not know that it was going to be that amount attached to the card per month.
$92. Yes, sir. I do understand. So what I can do is offer her a 30-day extension to try this product out to see if it's something that she liked before they bill her that next amount. Would that be okay?
No, we just want to go ahead and cancel it because that was kind of unexpected.
Yes, sir. So they were included in our terms and conditions when she had agreed on the terms and conditions on the website. But what I could do as a courtesy is offer her a 35% discount towards any future purchases. Would that be fine?
I said, I think we'd just rather cancel it because she don't want anything, she says. So we just rather cancel it and just leave it alone.
Yes, sir. And even if I offered my family and friends discount, give me 50% off.
No, you just rather let it go. So that's it,
okay.
Unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to have this account canceled and provide you with that cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Lett, are you still there?
Smiley, yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at another account. I'm so sorry. Okay, so I have this cancellation number ready for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
So that's C as in Charlie, 821.
821.
Yes, 486.
486.
655.
655.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a question for you. Now that we paid the $92.90, is that for the next order or what? Or
no, okay,
was that
so
for
when, that? Yes, when it was when she made the first purchase and she paid the shipping and handling, it was for that shipment.
So the $92 was for that 14 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. So I have her all canceled. She won't receive any further charges or shipments from us, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.